Blog Talk Radio.
B-Caters, you wrong for this one. We about to take flight on this one. It's your boy Big G talking to me. Hey.
Winner, 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 Shawty is the winner, winner.
ring. Alright, okay. Shorty is the winner, and she always hold me down when we whipping through the city. Every time I go and get her, and they be snapping pictures, cause we shining just like glitter. I'm a star, you the sky, put it down when I hit ya. Baby, get your stroke right, I be on it all night. Beat that kitty up, here's an ad lib. Yeah, the only girl that I feel when it ain't about crushing is the fact you so real. And I am so trill. I know it's a lot of fish up in the sea, cause I got them pulling on my rail. And I could be your everything, baby, you forever dream. And I'm rolling with her, cause shorty is the winner, she's a winner.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we crush. To my number one leg.
Off your Vicky secrets, you don't need those on, girl. Hope you got a spaceship so I can take you to my realm. I can make you moan, girl, when you say my name. I can take you higher, shorty, we don't need a plane. I be on it prime, so I put that on the mob, though.
M-O-B.
When it's money in a combo, but she never cares. She wanna see me everywhere, everywhere that I be. She hold me down, and I swear I'ma hold her down too. Please press the rosé. In the club, she popping bottles, cause she gets it like me. That's my wife, she, yeah, that's my boo. I style change to religion, what it do, it's you.
She hold me down when it wasn't enough. I put it down every time that we done. You're my number one, let it. I swear you are my favorite. I never let it go, cause you're the winner, winner, winner. Shorty, you're the winner, winner, winner. Shorty, you're the winner, winner, winner. Shorty, you're the winner.
Shall not, but we are live in the building, and today is going to be an exclusive day. We'll do some shit y'all ain't never heard before, probably illegal, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? In my case, that's what I'm going to do. What's happening?
What's up, baby?
You're the only caller on the line, so I got to just, you know, welcome you like family. You know, we don't. You was a guest, I would have been like, you know, hey, guest, how you doing? You family, girl. You lost all your VIP privileges now and shit, you know. Now when I come to your house, it's unannounced and shit. Just
right,
pop
right,
back
right,
door.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Hey, damn, motherfucker, you can't call me.
Just eat the refrigerator, ain't that?
Miss Jesus Lewis, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
Yeah, I got, man, I'm doing some shit on the show today, which I don't think nobody ever did before, but I'm going to do it. At 1:30, I'm going to be calling my motherfucking public pretender and shit to talk about my motherfucking case. I'm going to put everybody on mute so y'all can hear this old dumbass shit this bitch sitting up here telling me about a motherfucking gram worth of fucking weed. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line, the fucking police didn't read me my rights. So this bitch
right.
Talking about, you know what I'm saying? Well, that ain't, bitch, that's it. That ain't what you fucking mean. That ain't enough. That's it.
Right.
That is
it.
Case is over. Case is fucking over.
Right.
I don't hear none of that dumb shit, bitch. If you don't do your fucking job.
And they
job,
trying to charge you with it? What?
Man,
that ain't enough
please.
To charge you with. They
a
gotta
gram.
Charge you as a user. You gotta go to, you gotta go to rehab.
You gotta talk about Florida here, though. You talking about Florida here? And see, my I got a track record for getting busted with weed, but not every year. You know what I'm saying? Like probably a year ago, I might got caught with a dime sack, a blunt. You feel me? Ain't no distribution charges, no intent to sell, a pound, and none of that dumb shit.
And they
trying
to charge you like that? That's crazy.
Man, come on. Bitch gonna tell me if I take it to trial and lose it trial, I could face up to 60 days. I said, well, ma'am, I'm gonna tell you something. Right now, you can go ahead and do that, because one thing, I ain't got no kids, and I ain't got nothing but time on my hands. That's what the Lord blessed me with.
Right.
So sitting in jail won't do shit for me but giving me advertisement.
Right.
It don't bother me at all. She said, I can't believe it. Believe it, bitch. What the fuck you mean? I can't believe you sitting up here trying to
tell me this dumb shit.
For a gram fucking worth of reefer, bitch, I'd rather go to jail. So I told her, I said, I will go to jail, and I will expose your whole entire court system to my motherfucking station and put this shit on blast to the world. So that's what's going to happen today, man. I ain't even going to give the bitch a chance. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Up.
That dumb shit, man. That shit's just ignorant. The fucking cop pulled me over, gave me two tickets for driving license suspenders now. He gave me, because I live in Tampa, so he gave me a ticket for Tampa, and he gave me a ticket for Plant City. All these two cities fall in the same fucking county, though.
That's crazy.
It's all in the same county, though.
The police can only give you one or the other. He can't be two jurisdictions. What the fuck?
Man, I already went to court. I went to court. These motherfuckers say, hit me up with goddamn almost $300 in court costs for bringing my license to fucking court.
For bringing what?
For bringing my license to court. When I went to court, I had my legal license. When I went into court, these bitches, well, we gonna adjudicate you, still adjudicated me guilty, and we just gonna assess court costs. Cause three times down here, they'll habitualize you as a motherfucking as a driver and try to take your driving license for 5 years. So this is the new shit that they're using to fuck people over. Yeah, I'm telling you now. Bitch going to try to blame it on the legislation. I said, man, fuck the legislation. They ain't got shit to do with it. Just like Obama ain't got nothing to do. If he write a motherfucking law right now and say, you know what I'm saying, that even right now, if Obama say that smoking weed is legal, it's still going to be up to the states to set stipulations on what is and what isn't.
That's
the state. So, bitch, don't bring that shit talking about legislation. My state senator and legislation ain't got shit to do with me. You and this motherfucking courthouse and that judge is the ones that's affecting me and fucking me up right now over some dumb shit.
Yep.
And I said, no, I'm not going to be railroad. I refuse to be fucking railroad. And if you done looked at my motherfucking case, my past, yes, I do have a past for smoking weed. I said, but if that's the case, because the first day I went to court for arraignment and shit, I promise you, Juice, at least 10 people came before this motherfucking judge. All of them had weed charges and paraphernalia. All these motherfuckers got either offered 5 days in jail or a year on probation.
But they want to give you 60.
I said, the fuck you talking about? She's going to talk, well, see, the thing of it is, when it comes before the judge, he don't look into your case. He just bases it off of the fact that you got, you know what I'm saying, that charge, and this is what he gonna. I said, that don't even make no fucking sense.
That don't make no fucking sense at all.
The fuck you mean he ain't finna look to see if you got any kind of priors? She says, nah, he don't look. He only looks when you go seek counsel. So if you go get a lawyer, you already fucking yourself. If you go get public defender or pretender like I call them, you know what I'm saying? He's fucking yourself. I told her, I said, ma'am, you're going to do your job on this case.
Right.
You're going to do your job. I don't give a fuck. Y'all motherfuckers keep sending bitches up the road. You're going to do your job. When I was sitting in court, I asked a couple of people. I was like, yeah, they ain't reading my rights. I know these motherfuckers, because the problem is this old raggedy-ass police department that y'all put together, and you put these fuck-ass bitches on the streets that don't know the law. Think they, just because they the law, that they know the law. That is wrong. These motherfuckers is riding around just misguided and giving people. I mean, I done asked a couple of my homeboys, and the motherfuckers say, "Yeah, man, I ain't bitches ain't reading my rights." Case dismissed.
Right.
I talked to my mama this morning. My mama said, "Don't tell me no more." Because when you talk to that lady, the only thing you need to tell her, she needs to file that motion for dismissal based on the fact that they did not read you your rights and they arrested
you. That's right.
Give a fuck about nothing else.
Job.
Fuck about the weed. Fuck about the license. Fuck about nothing. Because murderers get off with that same simple-ass bullshit of not reading their motherfucking rights.
Man,
you got me fucked up. Man, hell no, nah, man. You call her ass up at 1:30. That's when she asked me to call. Y'all going to hear this shit live. You know
what
I'm saying?
For your
motherfucking self. You think it's a game. You think I'm lying and shit like, oh, just smell must be just exaggerating. Hell no, nah, man. This shit finna be out to the world, this crooked bullshit, man.
Yeah.
And I just thank the Lord for this damn radio show to really expose this shit, man. This shit needs to be exposed. This is some crooked ass shit that's motherfucking going on. I said, ma'am, are you telling me that if I hire a lawyer, which I could, pay his ass $500 to come up in here and file the same fucking motions that I'm asking you to file?
Right.
And then that'll be it. I'm either, and they're still going to just dismiss the shit because you did not read me my motherfucking rights. So
right.
Then I'm going to be out of $500, plus I'm going to be out of my time. That's all I got to do is spend some fucking time, and you do your goddamn job, and then that's it. Yeah, man. Shouts out to Angel Eyes, who was off up in here. She pilled. She probably back up in here. But, yeah, motherfuckers, when they hear that legal shit, they don't want, oh, no, he's talking legal.
He talking crazy.
Fuck the whole crooked-ass court system, man.
Yeah.
If you telling me that I can drive a state or two over, a couple hours away, and carry an ounce of motherfucking weed on my personal,
that's
crooked. That is fucking crooked.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing else but crookedness. That's straight up crookedness, man. Yeah, that shit straight up crooked. This bitch gave me 2 tickets. How the hell? You done double jeopardy. That's double jeopardy. You done put me in
double
jeopardy.
So who do you work for, sir?
Man.
What county? You can't give me 2 districts.
They work. That's what I'm saying. It's all the same county, though. This is one county. That's like giving me, that's what it is. You giving me 2 charges in the same fucking area.
Right.
You double jeopardy me.
Double jeopardy, yes, sir.
So what her argument is, well, you got the driver. That ain't even no argument no more. That ain't even no argument. That should have been like, nah, I already went to court on that shit. That's not
right.
Even a charge no more. So the only thing y'all got on me right now is a motherfucking weed charge.
That's it.
And which is less for less than a gram of motherfucking marijuana that was tested 2 times. These motherfuckers, how you test a gram worth of reefer twice?
Right.
To the point where it's something left after you done finished testing.
Right.
Hang on, you had to, man, come on now. You can't test no fucking shake and then still be something else. Hell no.
Nah.
So after your test, what was left? Nothing. It wasn't shit left. Come on, man.
That's crazy.
Man, that's the problem with putting rookies and these motherfuckers on the damn streets. And these bitches don't know shit, but think just because they the law, and they got a badge on that they the law. Fuck that, man.
That's what's up.
Fucked up.
Well, you're going to expose their asses.
Man.
That's what's
up. Well, lady, I got time, baby. I got time. I don't give a fuck what you want. What you want, 60 days? Bitch going to offer me time.
Everybody
else gets
fired, babies, and you get sick. I don't understand that.
I had to jump from 5 to 10 to 30 to 60.
Right.
I would be there. I would damn sure be there, and hell fucking yeah. And I'll probably catch another 30, because I'm going to cuss everybody out in that bitch, and then I'm going to tell you that, yes, I will be putting all you motherfuckers on blast on my radio station and every motherfucking radio station that I can get on and put y'all motherfucking names out there. I'm going to do it. Judge, yes. And I ain't even spraying his name right now, but I'm going to spray his whole motherfucking name and everything else, man. I'm fucked
right.
up. You got me fucked up. You got the wrong one. I mean, y'all used to getting, see, and the real problem is Plant City is a little country bunk town filled with Mexicans, really. You know what I'm saying? It's black people, but then the courthouse was filled with them predominantly white folks and Mexicans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the Mexicans, yeah, that's where y'all making y'all cash crop at, because these motherfuckers coming down here don't know the laws and shit. Y'all ain't explaining it to them and shit. Well, when they come to court, y'all damn sure got an interpreter for their motherfucking ass to put their ass on probation or get their ass some motherfucking jail time, which normally they don't want to put you in jail because they're not making no money like that. They want to put you on probation so they can make that money off of you, off of that probation. Right
yeah,
there.
Right.
Man, I ain't starting
no
bitches, though.
Trying to make that money.
Mm-hmm. You got it off the wrong
one,
though.
Dummy, though.
You got it off the wrong... Man, you got it off the wrong one. I throw that bitch already set my
one.
Shit... Set my shit for trial, because if 12 motherfucking people come up here and tell me I'm guilty, then fuck it, bitch, I am guilty. But if that,
right.
they hear all of this old crazy-ass shit, how these motherfuckers are, why would you pull a person out of a car? Cause this is what happened now. When the dude pulled me over, he called for backup. For what the fuck ever reason now? My tag, I'm in a 92 Lexus. I'm in a 92 motherfucking Lexus. What the fuck
right.
you calling backup on me like I got weapons and shit? And when you look up my past... My past only have no. I got a gun charge from 2002 that was just because I had the shit in my car. They gave me a felony. I just got the motherfucking army. And gave me a goddamn felony because my record was so clean.
Damn.
You know? Yeah, and then that's what I told. I said that shit on the show yesterday. These motherfuckers pulled me over, found my little 25, and no bullets was in it. It had a clip next to it, and then the bullets was in the glove compartment. You motherfuckers put me on a 2 years probation. No, a year. Yeah, a year and a half, 18 months probation. And then turned around, and within the first 2 weeks of me being on probation, these bitches sent me a damn letter in the mail talking about you can come and pick your gun up.
What?
I said, what?
That's crazy.
So this the system down here, man. This is, man, fuck that. This is a system. I'm saying system.
Let's drive with it again, and they done told you to come get it.
Tell me to come get it. You can come pick your weapon up. The fuck you mean I'm on probation? I can't even have a slingshot in my hand.
That's crazy.
Or a knife. You know what I'm saying? A butter knife. I can't have no weapons in my hand. So how you going to tell me I can come and pick up a motherfucking weapon?
That's crazy.
So, yeah, man, this is Florida for you, though. This is the South. Let me put it like that. Let me leave it generally. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm going to do South is visit. I can't fuck with her.
Oh, she must have came back in. All right. Well, what you got going on today, Juicy? Cause my shit don't pop off till 1:30. In about 30 minutes, I'm going to call her ass up. I'm going to hear this shit.
I know that's right. I just had to hear familiar voices and family, because I've been just stressed out for like the whole week.
All the weekend? Why? What happened?
So, my cousin went to break up a fight, and the dude killed him.
What?
Yes. Oh, man, I've been sick. I tried to get to the hospital to see him, but before I can get there, he died. So then they wouldn't let us go upstairs to see say our last goodbye, because now he was a part of a fucking crime scene investigation. We just got the body.
Yeah. That's what
that
that's true, too.
We couldn't go touch him. We couldn't kiss him. Nothing. This was a good nigga. Like, this is a nigga that just stayed out the way. He was like, nope, I ain't going in there. Too many little young cats up in there. I'll do the young cats. And the young cat killed him. Killed him because he said, hey, partner, let's talk about this. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious. This nigga running around the parking lot. My cousin just walked in at the wrong time. He running around the parking lot asking motherfuckers, you steal my bitch's purse? So he walked up on my cousin's best friend and was like, that's how I got popping. He's like, you steal my bitch's purse? And he a smart-ass nigga, because, I mean, I probably got smart too. He's like, well, I look like stealing a bitch's purse. I don't got no bitches purse. When he said that, nigga was like, oh, you trying to be a smart nigga? He was like, lay your ass flat on the ground, put his gun out on him. Lay your ass flat. He was like, nah, I ain't laying flat, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So then my cousin just happened to look over and see these two niggas in some kind of confrontation, scuffle, whatever it may have been. And he come over to try to defuse it. In seconds, the dude was like, who are you? You got shit. Pop, just nothing. Pop, nothing. Just took his life like that.
And they got the dude?
Yeah, they got the dude. He said, at first he was like, he did it, but now he got his lawyer. The nigga's out on bail. I'm on the news like, y'all got people in jail, drug dealers in jail, $1 million bails, and this nigga bails out on $100,000. They came up with that 10 stacks like it was nothing. bail this nigga out on $10,000. Y'all, I'm so serious. I don't even know what to do, y'all. I can't stop crying, y'all. This is crazy.
God damn, that's some fucked up shit, man. That's like goddamn Goofy, though. You heard what happened to his publicist and shit?
No.
Man, the little chick that I be talking, Vietnamese, M Fong. When I be putting my little, when I be saying all my little Vietnamese and shit like that, I be talking to. Yeah, that's a, how about the man, her motherfucking ex-boyfriend, for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? They were supposed to get married and shit, you know. And then he started acting all stupid and shit, so she wanted to break up with him. But prior to this, how about they were sharing a bank account?
How about
through the motherfucking bank account, this nigga done laundered almost $1 million motherfucking dollars worth of cash.
No.
Embezzled. Through her account now, and been making deposits and withdrawals. And how about...
That's crazy.
How about... She got charged with all the shit, though. Because it's her account. His name ain't even on the account, though. It's a joint account just because he got access to it. But his name ain't on the account.
But they feeling like this. Your statement come every month. You should know what's in your account.
You knew. What the fuck is all this big ass money coming into my shit for?
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's what they feeling.
So
like,
it's like.
Not only did you know, you knew for a year. Now you can say 2 months. Even 3 months, you might get off with that. I ain't getting my statement. But a year, they like, nah, bitch, you had something to do with it. But what they're trying to do is, which is the fucked up part, because she didn't have shit to do with it, what they're trying to do is get her to tell on this nigga.
It ain't even no telling about it. But it ain't even no telling about it. The nigga set her up and got ghost on her. They can't even find her. He wanted and shit. He running around wanted. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, but he played her, but to them, you know how that sits.
She knew something.
That's what they going to keep running. So they're going to keep antagonizing her, making her charges greater than what they're really going to charge her with so they think that they got her to tell something, but she don't got shit to tell. Like, this is probably going to be very hard for her, especially when you ain't used to that, because, see, I'm not a jail person. Dude. I can't go to jail. New crimes to get me in jail. I'll fuck a bitch up if they fuck with me, but she really don't fuck with me. But all that other shit, my juice on, I can't go to jail.
Yeah.
I ain't equipped.
Yeah.
And some people are, some people aren't. I already know I ain't. I'm telling you with my mouth.
Yeah, that's real. That's something that
you have to mentally be able to handle.
I mean, be able to have a door slammed on you. You have no access. You got a toilet, fucking sink, and a goddamn bunk within a 5x5. If you can handle
can
that type of treatment,
that going through fuck all the other shit like the charges.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking crazy, That's
is,
be careful with who you fucking with now these days.
I'd rather
be alone.
But see, in that situation, though, I can't really, you know what I'm saying? Because they was going to get married.
They was about
to get married. That ain't,
so
you know what I'm saying? That's
paying her under the table, like.
Yeah. It's one thing, but then he just did a straight slime ball move. And
see, what he was about to do was break up with her and then move that money somewhere else.
That's what it was.
And got caught before he got the move.
Or she finally found out, and she went on here and broke up and was going to keep the cash.
Right, one or the other.
One of the two, and then he was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? He might have called the goddamn people.
Right,
everybody
going down.
Yeah, then nobody ain't gonna get no motherfucking case.
Right.
Mm.
He already knew his name wasn't on shit. So he knew he wasn't gonna catch a charge. Well, that's some grimy shit stuff I've heard.
Man, the world is a crazy, fucked up place. So every time you think that, you know what I'm saying, you living in perfection or imperfection, man, shit,
well,
there's always somebody going through something.
You hear other more fucked up shit.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody always in some more fucked up shit than you, man. I mean, this is when you think your world is at the worst. You know what I'm saying? When you think you're
when my cousin died at 3 a.m., right? So everybody know I'm stressed. Like, I'm stressed. And my girl called me and said, like, I'm going to have to tell you this. My longtime friend that we knew, we just found out she had cancer. We were all planning to go see her Monday. She dies the same day at 3 p.m. My world was flipped upside down. Like, I was fucking, you know, going crazy this week.
Damn.
I'm just now getting back in the gym, and I need to stop. I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
I can't. You know what I'm saying? It'd be
different. That's actually the best place for you is that gym to work that stress out. And
work
you know
that
what I'm
stress
saying?
Off,
Yeah, man.
And you know what? It would be better for me if he was a troublemaker or if he went into his gunning. Like, you know, I've been like, you know, he knew what was coming. You know what I'm saying? He was ready for it. But to kill an innocent man, you know, trying to break up a conversation, like, I can't even sleep on that. Then they outside bragging at the courthouse how the nigga had blood all over him. Like, they clowning at the courthouse, him and his boys. Yeah. He said
and where the family was at, though? Because, I mean, were you all the cousins and nobody there at the courthouse?
Nah, because they killers.
That's what I'm saying. So what
because we didn't want to discover yet. We want to see what's going to happen. We want to see if this nigga's really going to get out and walk the streets and rather be with the wolves instead of the dogs.
Yeah.
We'd rather be
that
with the wolves,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
And
the wolves is hunting.
Your homeboys ain't gonna. The only thing is, every nigga that was in that courthouse is gonna find their ass at the end of a bat or a pistol.
That's right. Or a pistol. Yep.
Because I always vowed, if the nigga ever got out, Michael Lowe, the nigga that killed my motherfucking oldest brother in 1990, motherfucking one, if you ever got your ass out of fucking prison, I would personally hunt you just on the wanted list, dog. It's eye for an
eye.
I can't get that back. Fuck the crackers giving you some time so they can make some fucking money off of you. You kill somebody, your ass should be dead right there on this motherfucking spot. That's what they do in every other country. Fuck all that judge, jury, and all that old dumb shit.
Right.
If it's blatant like that, hell no, man.
Right.
You get your ass taken out back and murked
right now.
Right. That's it. No motherfucking feelings in
news,
this shit, man.
Asking me on the news, how do I feel about the nigga? How do I feel about him? I don't even know him. What I'm feeling is, how do you get out for murder for $100,000? I don't feel nothing. I don't know him. I don't give a fuck about him.
Well, I mean, the bitch down here got off of it. It took her $1 million to kill two kids and injure two more kids. Keep going with blood and everything on. Keep going.
Great.
Hold on. It's my mama.
Okay.
What's up? No, I'm on the radio.
Hello?
I'm on the radio.
David.
Oh. I'm on the radio.
Big shout out to Mama hollering at government.
What, at the house? I'm at the job? Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, y'all. She don't put the government out there. Thank you. Hold on, let me take you off the speakerphone. You blowing my hustle, I can't even feature this episode now. I can't even feature it.
She like, you mine. I'm calling you
that. Yeah, Lord. I don't know. She called me smell so good like if one of my friends called.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
That's the only time. Yeah.
Right.
She'd be like,
that's mine. I had that. I named it Nick.
She know that's business. Even the answer machine say that. You know what I'm saying?
You
call for DJ Smell So Good, or you got the government on there. You know what I'm saying? Which,
right.
I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with that. You look on a couple of my damn web pages, you see all my government on there. I ain't like I'm trying to hide from my name. I don't like to use my name doing business hours.
Right.
And that's what this is. This is business for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't need nobody knowing me personally. I ain't trying to take nobody motherfucking home to bed and shit. You know, and I ain't getting in no business propositions with you. When that arises, then we can discuss all that personal birth date and all the other kind of shit. I don't even want to know that about you, so don't share that with me. So you won't feel obligated like I got to share it with you.
Right. That's what I said to this guy. He was doing his first show yesterday, so I told him I stopped there. So I stopped there. He was like, so now what is your name? I said, Juicy. He said, well, what is your real name?
Yeah, you already violated. See, I would have to come on that show and go ahead and straighten them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Listen here, nigga, this is all a movie right here. This is all a movie, dog.
Right.
I mean, that's all we playing here is a big-ass movie. Because in the end, these shit's going to be downloaded, and a bitch going to be able to put these stories together and make a movie out of this shit.
Right.
So live life like a movie, man. That's what it
is.
Don't overdo it. Hey, that's like asking me my address. Why, nigga? You in Alaska. What the fuck is your Alaska ass going to do in Florida knowing my motherfucking address? Unless you're sending a postcard, send me some damn mail or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Send me some donations. And other than that, I don't even want nothing from you, nigga. Fuck a postcard, send me some donations.
Right.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's a good thing I wasn't on his first show.
Right. He used his first name for his show. He used his first and last name.
Oh, you can get your government ass. Well, hey, that's more power to you. Mike used his, Mike Henderson. He Mike Henderson show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you, that's y'all. Don't expect me to share in the same, which nobody do, man. I ain't been on no show, except for unless it's ladies like, well, the women. I get it from women. Yeah, a woman asks me. Then they ask me, what's your real name? DJ? God damn it, shit. Fuck you mean? Matter of fact, Vice Grill hooked me up with, who was that? Some dude over the phone, and I had talked to, New York somewhere. And that's what that did. No, as a matter of fact, that was Hot Steps Magazine. Hot Steps Magazine. When I first talked to them, the CEO of Hot Steps Magazine, they wanted to do an article on me and shit.
Right.
By the time we got to the end, I mean, I had her rolling and tripping, but then she comes to the end, she's saying, what's your real name? I say DJ, and my last name spells so good. That's all you need to know. That is all you need to know. Unless we finna start signing some contracts, that's the only way you're going to see my real name is when I start signing contracts and official paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, of course. My name, DJ Smells Good, ain't registered. Now, it ain't hell, nah, ain't finna register. I wouldn't give a shit if there's 1,000 niggas calling themselves that. It's only gonna be one original, though, and that's me.
That's right, baby.
You know, that's me.
That's right.
That. So.
Yeah.
I
need you be online.
Okay,
let me call
Smiley. Yeah, I was late, you know what I'm saying, because I was out in the streets, but, you know, I had to go. I knew I was gonna be 30 minutes late, so. Yesterday, Goofy set it up for me, and
that's good.
Yeah, but I ain't, you know, I know he be doing things, so I'll just
say
30 minutes. Everybody just, you know, room hopping anyways for a minute, so they'll be off in here. They'll be up off in here. It's like Angel Eyes. She just popped back off up in her. You know what I'm saying?
Angel.
I'm on IC Color, man, and I don't see the motherfucking chat room. I think they done took the chat off of IC Code.
Really?
Which I wouldn't doubt it with 400,000 motherfuckers chatting and aimlessly and just talking about nothing. Shit, take y'all ass to Yahoo, goddamn it.
You saying they took it off of BTO?
No, off of IC Code.
What's that?
That's ICColor.com is Ning Network, part of the Ning Network. Which is social networks, which is just pages set up like social networks.
Yeah.
And then people can join your page, your actual page, you know what I'm saying? And be part of your network and shit like that. So IC Color, because of Michael Bazin, got like 1 million motherfuckers on the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because every day he talking about something, go to IC Color, IC Color, IC Color. He tell you that every day. You know what I'm saying? So I need to go here, and if you're on here, I just use a network. I ain't trying to meet E motherfucker off of here. It's 1 billion bitches on here. You know what I'm saying? It's 1 billion motherfuckers on here, but I ain't trying to, man, I don't fuck that. That's not my goal for the internet, man. Shit. I'm person to person with mine. Shit. I wanna see the beauty mark up close to let me know if I wanna fuck with you or not. Fuck all that. Internet ain't nothing but makeup, goddammit. The internet ain't nothing but makeup. I want to see you in a buff. Fuck that. I don't need your Photoshop. Your Photoshop advertisement. Hey, I'm trying to get it to real. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Damn, that shit.
You
just
birthday me up.
Mm.
Oh, that's funny.
God, they do. Ever since Photoshop came out, boy, you don't. Yeah, you can take the head off of a fucking dog and put them on a human and make it look real. So,
you can.
And vice versa. So you can't.
Vice versa.
Man, I mean, you can't even believe a photo no more. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that crazy?
You can't even believe a photo. Back in the days, you can believe
a
at least
photo.
That photo.
Yes.
Now you can't even believe a motherfucking photo. Because they can even make a photo look old. Like that bitch
yeah.
was, you know what I'm saying? Was old and shit. I done did that to mine. Put that bitch in black and white. Make it look like
right.
an old negative. And put the little dots and all that shit. Like, hell no.
Yeah.
It's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's past technology. So you already know if they own that simple shit and they leak that little simple shit out. You know what I'm saying? You got to imagine. Like, on Tuesday's show, I sent everybody to eatpathtime.com. Check that site out. And then that's your direct link to everything that you buying at the motherfucking store. I done give you the direct link to it.
Right.
I done give you the direct link to where all Best Buy, CompUSA, Walmart, everybody getting their shit from. This is what they buy from.
But they let regular people buy
from? Man, China don't give a fuck what they got to do with what the fuck America's doing. You some of bitches got us making y'all shit.
Right.
Fuck they give a fuck for. And they selling at wholesale price. They selling at the exact same price that the motherfucking stores get, giving you the exact same opportunity as the stores get. Become your own fucking Walmart.
Wow.
And I just gave you the goddamn key to success right there, because that's the keys that I use. So, I'm a very tech-savvy person. I believe in all that shit. You never know when you walk up on me what the hell I have on. I have a pen
that's
on
right.
me, and it's recording us video and audio. I'm there. I'm crazy, but I am fucking not. That's why I have to see. It's for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Every time the motherfucking police pulled me over with that bullshit, I was always without my motherfucking tech shit. So in order for me to God damn, can I? I'm on the show.
Okay, what time
is it? Probably at least 2:30, 3 o'clock.
That's good.
All right.
That's mama.
That's my homeboy and shit. You want to ride?
Okay.
What the hell? Calling me 3 hours ahead of time, dude. It's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. That's the bat phone, you know what I'm saying? Anytime y'all hear that, that's the booth bat phone right there ringing. You know,
the black durable one that you can drop.
Nah, I got the cheap shit. Uh-oh. Did we lose Juicy? What happened? Hello? Juicy, you put yourself on mute, girl.
I told you, I already know.
That's me? You done told me that so many times.
Oh,
I had to look. Wait a minute, she's still on the line. Yeah, she unmuted. So apparently, where is the mute button on your phone? Like on the side of it or something?
Yeah, right where my earring is. So about. I was kind of cooked at the same time I was talking, and I must have
pressed. Oh, and then it pressed.
You know, you hold it with your shoulder. I must have pressed. James, get this shit up. Come on now, man. Get this shit up. That's what I'm talking about, yo.
What the hell wrong with Angel Eyes? Angel Eyes computer tripping. She keep flipping in and out.
Oh, for real? Come on, James.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I can't believe that shit. I see color chat room is not up. Man, I was finna go and spread my love. You know, that's why I go and put all my shows 3,000 times in that motherfucker.
For real? What's it called?
ICColor.com.
I gotta check that out.
ICColor.com. I mean, it's a social network. It's a bunch of bitches on here. I leave the shit all on my page. You know what I'm saying? Come check out my show and all that. So.
Right.
You know, that's all I use it for. Matter of fact, I need to put another badge on here. That's what I have to do.
Right.
Edit my shit. That's what the purpose of them for. You have to Google me. I ain't like Google at first, but fuck it. Y'all motherfuckers got all the information there because I Yahooed myself.
That's right.
And a little bit of shit popped up. That goddamn Google.
That Google
is
a beast.
Man, that's past
that
the beast. That motherfucker, though. Shit. I don't give a damn what you type in that Google, boy. That Google going to pull that bitch up.
Hell yeah.
It's going to pull it up. So I had to start tell the motherfuckers to use the Google. You know what I'm saying?
Because
right. It was more, it was quicker to pull shit up. So, all right, I got to run upstairs real quick.
Go ahead.
Grab this public pretender's phone number. Get ready. And y'all on, man. This is Juke Todd. Now make sure y'all go and pick up the album in stores now. You know what I'm saying? Available now in stores on Amazon.com, iTunes, and the album's called Get At Me. And this is the single off of the album, Get At Me. Got Juice in the building. Oh, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you know. We up in here.
Why you feel that way?
attacked again. Official says seven South Korean websites have been attacked again.
All right.
Hundreds protest in Iran defying crackdown vow. And 565,000 new jobless claims, the lowest level since January.
Yeah.
Bitch, that's almost a 500,000 motherfucking people. Fuck you. Over 500,000 people, that's the lowest level? God damn. Well, man, please. That's some bullshit right there. Man, I don't believe none of that fuck shit, man. Ain't no fucking way. McDonald's ain't, not nam motherfucking McDonald's shut the fuck down yet. Not nam Burger King, Wendy's. No, well, okay, a couple of Wendy's done shut the fuck down, but you still got Wendy's open. You know what I'm saying? Churches shut the fuck down, but you still got churches open. KFC, Subway, all these motherfuckers, and they hire and fire every fucking day.
Right.
So, I mean, it's jobs out there. It's jobs available. It might not be that construction job you came off of, but there are jobs available. It might not be that computer analyst job where this dumbass company, you know what I'm saying, fucked up the stocks and shit, playing with y'all motherfucking money, and that's the only reason these goddamn companies keep shutting down. These bitches keep playing with y'all motherfucking money and shit because y'all keep investing y'all shit faithfully. You know what I'm saying? Thinking this is for the better. Y'all 401ks and all this shit. And these bitches up here gambling your shit at Las Vegas and all these other motherfucking places.
In.
You know what I'm saying?
Save a life. That's the
thing. Man, please. That's the problem. But there's jobs out there. There's jobs all over this motherfucking world.
Sure.
Get your ass out your state if that's the case. It's other states that's thriving with employment. And apparently they're looking for motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? If they already thrive, they're looking for more motherfuckers to put them ass to work. So take your ass there. Scrape up your ass. Get on over there, and that's your job. You know what I'm saying? Tell the motherfucker I'll pay you back with my first paycheck. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'll do something. You just can't stay in that same stagnant state. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Saying I'm broke. Saying I ain't got a job. Saying nobody won't give me a job. Nobody won't do this for me. Hey, man, listen. You got to do it for yourself before anybody else. Gonna do anything for you. So, believe that. I'm gonna give a quick shout out to my homeboy. Anybody out there looking for graphics, you know what I'm saying? Holler at my dog, SFN Visuals Productions. You know what I'm saying? My dog do something or nothing. You know, makes mixtape covers, club event flyers, pretty much everything. Y'all can hit him up right here in the Bay Area at 813-270-9663. Or hit them up on the email at SFN Visuals, and that's VISUALZ, SFN Visuals at gmail.com. And check them out at myspace.com/SFN Visuals. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one, boy. You know what I'm saying? Got to represent for him one time. That's how we do it. Got 6 minutes, 6 minutes to coming up on the top of the hour. We will be talking to we're going to give her official name. She's an associate attorney from the public defender's office. Yeah, right.
Okay.
From the public defender's office, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the hell that, I don't know, okay. So she's an associate attorney, I guess, you know. I don't know what the fuck that means. She's a public defender.
With the judge now, that's what it means.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So
public tender,
whatever they want to do.
And that's all I know. Because she sitting here telling me, yeah, well, you know that the judge is black dude now. Black dude. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Used to be a prosecutor. But she talks all night. But you know the judge is always in favor of the state side. What the fuck that mean? What the fuck was he a damn prosecutor for over 20-something years for to go and work for the motherfucking state? To turn around and work for the state. Your whole purpose in life was to defend people. Now you going to go and just straight up turn around and just send them right up the road?
Right.
Because you know how to?
Right. You know the way to? Yeah.
You know the way? Come the hell now, man.
Crazy.
There's no railroads. Railroads carry cargo to and fro motherfucking different countries and states. I'm not no motherfucking railroad car. I'm not finna be railroaded in no goddamn court system. You're not finna keep sending me through that bullshit. Nah, man. And this is but this is the same aggravation I go through is the same aggravation, man, my whole motherfucking hood go through.
That's
on
right.
a daily basis. From
daily.
Getting going to court for a fucking ticket because you didn't have a motherfucking bike light on your front and back light. But out here, where the fuck I'm staying at, nah, a bitch don't even know that even exists. I asked the fucking sheriff. He said that he ain't never heard of that shit. But you motherfuckers in the hood writing $48.50 tickets and giving out court dates and searching bitches like that shit's legal.
That's crazy.
You know, that's Tampa. That's Hillsborough County.
Right.
813. You know what I'm saying? That's hood shit. And I ain't staying out. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be dealt with distress. So, no, hell fuck no, nah, I don't stay in the hood no more. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hear all that old hard bullshit. You ain't hood. Nigga, I go to the hood every fucking day and still got to deal with the same bullshit that you living in. Because I lived
that
shit for 30 motherfucking years.
That's right.
So, no, nah, shit, man, fuck that. Black people got to get out of that mentality, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, get your ass out of that motherfucking hood, man.
Right.
You know, if you don't get out the hood, you'll never know what the fuck is out there in the world. World is so big. This world is bigger than your eyes could possibly even see. You can't even fathom that it's shit on the bottom of you.
Right.
That you standing on people. You know what I'm saying? People can't even
right.
understand it. We standing on a whole nother side of another fucking world. And vice versa. Bitches, we standing on top of motherfuckers.
Right.
When we look down, we looking up at somebody.
That's right.
You know, and that's the way this world, that's the way this world is built.
Yeah.
You, man, shit. This world goes round. This is a round world. It's not a little flat surface. You just don't, even when you're flying in there, you just ain't flying straight ahead. Your ass is actually flying and turning all at the same fucking time.
Right.
You're not, because if that's the case, you would fly out the goddamn world. You know what I'm saying? You would be out in space.
That's right.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. So, therefore, you go round and round. Shots out of Butterfly at 70 off in the building. You know what I'm saying? 3 minutes to the 3 minutes to the countdown, you know. Today is Take Me to Court Tuesday. And the description went, man, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever gone to court for whatever reason? Have you ever been to court? And been railroaded. Well, all this applies to today's show, and I'm looking for a worldwide solution to a backwards states problem. And that's wrongful judgments, which go on every day, at least here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So bring your ass. You might learn something new or helpful to your case. Because believe you me, man, it ain't you ain't always doing something to get your ass put in jail or somebody bringing you to court. You know what I'm saying? For some bullshit reason, some accusations and shit, you'll find yourself in court for anything. You know what I'm saying? While you weren't even thinking about it. Like, what the fuck? I ain't even had nothing to do with that. I was standing on the sidewalk across the street behind five people when the motherfuckers was fighting. Why the fuck am I getting a subpoena and nobody else did? Bitch, because you was the tallest one and could see over all them five people.
Right.
Yeah, they will. They do it every day.
Yeah.
They do it every day. Because I was poor. Oh, yeah, I believe that. I've been to jail because I was poor. Hell, yeah. That's the most main motherfucker that's in jail. It's a motherfucker that's poor. Shit, because they know you can't motherfucker just readily bond out. You can't just call the goddamn lawyer and say, hey, man, these bunches done pull some bullshit on me again. Come get me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, shit, I've been to jail. Fuck that. Yes,
right.
I do my best advertisement in jail because I know I got your motherfucker undivided attention.
Right.
So I take advantage of jail. Every time I go to booking, you damn right, I'm advertising everything but the right thing. And that's sad.
Right.
I'm sitting in that bitch talking about Blog Talk Radio. I'm in that bitch talking about all my guests. You know what I'm saying? I'm hyping my shit up. You know what I'm saying? So when a bitch get out, or a bitch just about to bond out, by the time you get out, bitch, you going to be going online and look for my shit.
That's right.
Walking motherfucking business card. Hell, yeah. You can't motherfucking get my damn spirit down because you got me up in this bullshit.
Right.
Man. Oh. Well, you was supposed to go to jail on that one. Tom, some shit. Baby daddy pissed off, so she choked his ass out.
She choked him?
He told his ass out, yeah. Nay, niggas would have went to jail. If it was Henry first, you know what I'm saying? Niggas would have went to jail. So, hey, y'all wanted equality, goddamn it. Shit, there's your equality. Get your ass on, too. Yeah, no sympathy here.
None at all. I got sympathy for you, Bill.
Oh, man. That was crazy. All right, Miss Juicy, check this out. Now I got to put you on hold. We're going to make this call now. We're going to do it.
I'm here, baby.
All right. You can laugh as loud as you want.
I'm going to.
All right. Here we go.
Can I say bitch?
Oh, shit. Not, well, let me put you on mute first. Oh, man. All right, we got Miss Juicy on mute, y'all. We about to make this call. You know what I'm saying? What we about to do is make a call to my public pretender. I ain't finna put her whole name out there. You know what I'm saying? But she do a good job, then I'll put her name out there. Right now, she talking bullshit. So I'll let y'all hear the bullshit that comes live out of Tampa, Florida. And this is how our court system works. Y'all hold on.
Valita Adulogu?
Record your message at the tone.
Got
when
it.
You are finished, hang up or hold for more options.
Yes, Miss Adulogu. I believe that's correct. I forgot I had put my government and all that shit out there. Yeah, I had to do the She got like, who the fuck was on my damn answering machine?
Oh, that was
fun.
Like,
oh,
you
man.
Demetrius Thomas.
Hey, you know, I was about to put the old government out there. I was about to spray it, you know what I'm saying? Then I was going to run the DJ Smells Look Good. I'm like, wait a minute, I can't say that shit.
You can't say that shit either.
You don't know what the hell that is. All right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? There she go. She might be calling me on myself. No, it's saying. Okay, hold on. Tag
okay.
Man. Title man.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm trying to find that.
I got some good news and bad news. Which one you want?
Oh, man, if you ain't got the title, that's all I want to know. Shit.
Bad news is it ain't no bad news.
Oh, well, you live on the radio talking all like that, so laugh at that. Yeah, this my dog, Mr. Sam from the hood, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep call him Mr. F. We're just going to call him Mr. F.
Mr.
Oh, man,
F,
I'm live on my radio. You know I got my live radio station, man, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, man. So
telling
yeah,
Juicy
you know.
Said what's up.
Hey, my
well,
you got the call then, man. You can call in and listen and talk to Miss Juicy. She say hello. She all the way over in Ohio, representing Columbus. So she says hello. You know what I'm saying? What's up to you, Mr. F?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Say what? Oh, well, she can hear you, so. Yeah, everybody can hear you. This straight Tampa style live. You know what I'm saying? So
let me give a shout out to my homeboy. Let me give a shout out to my mama. Let me give a shout out to the norm.
This is how niggas do.
This
is how niggas do. Craig down there, 7-Eleven.
Right.
The St. Pete package store.
My nigga.
Wait, when a nigga get the chair, well, we gonna spray it, bro. Hey, as soon as I get off the radio, brother, I'm headed your way.
Okay.
Hey, that's what's up. Thank you, Mr. Sam.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's
God damn it. Call my motherfucking back phone, will you? Said. Call my back phone. I had to teach it. Play that shit. Shouts out to Be Encouraged Radio, man. It goes down. We got butterflies, Miss Justin, up in here.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Representing, man. This is how we do it. This is 81 Trey. Tampa, Florida style. That is South style. That's how I do it. Smells so good when we get into it, man. Y'all heard me. Y'all hold on. We're going to call her motherfucking ass back one more time.
Yeah, call her ass back.
She running.
Don't forget to put me on mute.
I got you. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, I got to put it on mute first. Damn, shit work. All right, here we go. All right. And we're going live, y'all. We're going live. Y'all gonna hear my government and shit.
Valita, I do lodge.
Record your.
Don't tell me the motherfucking call. Goddamn 1:30. I'm motherfucking calling 1:30. I'm on time. What kind of shit is that?
Right.
It's all good. Y'all see how she doing a client right there?
Yep.
Y'all already see how she doing a client now. She's supposed to be on the phone discussing the damn discovery, the whole motherfucking police report. She sent me an amended notice of discovery in the mail of the citation. The citation don't say shit on it. The citation even got the wrong color of my damn car on the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's like, who did he know he was even pulling over? How you mistake gray for green?
Oh, man. You can say that ain't you.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, you and then the tag number on here, suspect, it said, it looked, I don't even know what that said. You know what I'm saying? The words ain't even made out.
Wow,
but that could just
that's
be
crazy.
That could just be a bad cop. I ain't gonna get it all into that. But when I talk to her on the phone, she gonna sit here and tell me, "Well, we sent you an actual notice of discovery." How the hell you sent me an actual notice of discovery and I get the amended notice of discovery first?
Right.
And I done got the court dates and all this other shit. Now I ain't received no motherfucking notice of discovery. I don't know what the fuck they got on me. Tell someone, well, I can give that to you. Yeah, I can give you. I can give you a copy of that pretrial. Oh hell, the fuck no, you can't. You gonna give me that shit tomorrow? I got a meeting with
right.
her tomorrow. Yeah, what the fuck you
right.
talking about? You don't just
no,
set
wait,
me up. By time then I'm at court, and then I know what the hell they got on me. They ain't got shit on me.
Right. They trying to build a case.
For what? Cause I'm automatically drilling her ass with file a motion for a dismissal. Don't even play. You file a motion for dismissal,
right.
And that'll send a ricochet. If this one motherfucking case gets motherfucking dismissed, every fucking case after this, they know it's going to motherfucking people going to start talking, and that shit's going to happen. If you motherfucking officers don't read a motherfucking person they rights before you arrest them, they have no idea what the fuck they're being arrested for. Therefore, you are in violation of their motherfucking Miranda rights. It's in the goddamn law book. I ain't no motherfucking lawyer. I ain't no public defender. And I ain't asked 1-800-ASK-GARY. I just damn been through that bullshit. And I know.
That's right. And you'll set a precedent.
I'm telling you. That's all. Hey, the Lord put me on this earth to make major moves while I'm here.
Right.
And that's my purpose in life, is to help people. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be the scapegoat. You can't never be scared to be the scapegoat sometimes. You never know what the Lord got planned for you. And I'm willing to do 60 days of motherfucking jail just to motherfucking make that a point.
That's right.
So when y'all see me get out, hell fucking right. I have something really to motherfucking talk about, and I give it to you live straight from out of the jailhouse. I might even talk to you from the jailhouse because I set it up
right,
where I call
collect,
home
call.
Collect and do
right.
that shit with the motherfucking phone.
Nothing
but a G thing with me. I got an imagination that's beyond this world. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the face of motherfucking adversity, you got to overcome. That's what we do. That's what we built for. Black people is built for that specific purpose. Defenders of this motherfucking universe. Every time they write a story, they're writing about us. Until we wake up and discover that, we still going to be where the hell we at. But we are that. We are Stargate. We are the motherfucking SG-1s and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We are all that. Because we are people of many colors. But we are all people of color.
That's right.
And that's the whole thing, man. They just show you shit with masks on it and shit, but they showing you reality and how we supposed to live right here and now. It's so much technology that you can be up on that make your life so much easier But, you know, the programming is not there. The programming is backwards. You know what I'm saying? The programming
so
and
true.
The TV and the media, it's there to keep you in the 20s. You still watching 20-year-old programming. What the fuck you still watching Andy Griffin on the goddamn TV for? You paying for cable.
That is
you telling
weird,
me?
Now,
it's
I,
a, you telling
lie.
Me?
I don't watch OPA now.
No, I'm just saying, that's cool, but then every other channel, you can turn four different cable channels and catch that
right,
same motherfucking Andy Griffith show on that same goddamn show. What am
right.
I paying for that for, when there's 400 damn channels available on here?
Right.
You can't,
right.
All you need is Nick at Night, boom. That's what then Andy Griffith needs to stay.
Right.
You don't need to be on the classic movie channel, Lifetime, Stars, all that, man, come on now. And this is when I used to watch TV.
Right.
Heavy. I mean, I still turn the TV on every now and then just to see what the fuck is on the boob tube. But to think I'm an average, sit down at your house and watch, you catch me outside first.
I
don't sit down watching no TV. I don't do that shit. That's not me. I'm not an avid TV watcher. Don't like it. Don't have 10 of them in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, people got shit. One in the kitchen, one in the bathroom, one in the room. Can't never be without that goddamn boob tube.
And
because,
that
man, that's too much.
I mean, that's my third in the bathroom, kitchen while I'm cooking.
Hey, man, shit.
I got a 19-inch in the kitchen.
Damn, you got a bigger TV in the kitchen than motherfuckers got in their house. This is watching digital 13 inches and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like a microwave.
Ah, man. I got a camping TV. I just hooked up cable on that motherfucker. I'm watching it on an 8-inch screen and shit. Damn, you got a 19? Damn.
In the kitchen.
I feel like I'm balling if I come over your house. I'll never leave your kitchen and shit. Like, damn, Juice, did the nigga see
damn,
the rest of the house
damn.
Yet? Nah, that nigga been here 2 weeks and ain't been out the kitchen. Looking
damn,
at that damn
right.
19-inch.
In
19, color. In
color. 27 in every room, 32 in the living room.
Damn.
Bathroom got the little, what is that, 7, that portable thing with the radio on.
What?
7.
Oh, you do. So you one of them people with TVs all around the house?
Yeah.
Man, that's what that's there go right there. There go, y'all. I'm talking to a TV maniac. Yeah, I'm talking to a TV maniac. Whoa.
Yeah, you are. I ain't lying.
Yeah, ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shouts out to Butterfly. She say 60 days in jail. Yeah, that's the 60 days to get your workout on. Cause for some reason, our minds ain't programmed. No, she talking about me. She got the little pill talking about 60 days in jail. But what I do is, because for some reason, like right now, I got all the time in the world to sit here and do push-ups, sit-ups, and shit. That mechanism don't kick on until I go to jail.
Right.
It really, that is something so psychologically fucked up with us. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? That we
yeah.
really, you know what I'm saying? You got
yeah,
to recognize
yeah.
that, though. I recognize it. You know what I'm saying? And I still try to sit up here and do a little push, but the motivation is like, you know what I'm saying? Until I'm closed in and I know I can't do shit, that's when I become
shit
the
up.
Biggest motherfucker in the world.
Right.
I come out, you know what I'm saying, looking like I'm Lou Haney or some shit. In 60
I
days.
I want to see that. That's a
60 days.
Let me see that, Smelly.
In 60 days, I'm not bullshitting. Because I get in them, and I don't do nothing but, you know what I'm saying, hit dips and push up. And you know, I'm already toned, so my muscle tone now.
Right.
So
right.
when you just sit up there and you concentrate on that shit, I hook up with the Mexicans and shit, because the Mexicans, they make this goddamn shit with a fucking broom pole and two and a water bag, and they'll have your ass looking like Cut Jones and shit off of some natural shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck shapes and balance, goddamn it. Take your ass to jail, nigga, if you want the best workout plan. Fuck Tybo. Shit, nigga.
Shit.
You got these dips, nigga. Do these dips off of these bunks, nigga. That's what you do. Put these bunks together. But see, I'm ex-military, so it's not jail to me. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
that's
right.
the whole. That's just the whole twist on my thing. I've been into the woods and shit. Well, you know what I'm saying? Where they take you? You know, in military in Kentucky, they take you what they call the back 40. So
right,
the unit
right.
I was in, I spent 2 years, 30 days in the woods, 30 days out the woods, 30 days
wow.
in the woods, 30 days out the woods, and you couldn't leave the motherfucking woods.
Wow.
Even though we drove this bitch
3-4 miles in, you know what I'm saying? No, you got to sit out in this goddamn woods with spiders and nature, goddamn it. Get to know nature.
Wow.
And that's what you had to do, 30 days in, 30 days out. So, shit, I mean, me, I already been mentally locked down in a tent. You know what I'm saying? You know, which is an open bay tent, which is everybody sleeping next to each other, co-ed, you know what I'm saying? You know, so that's jail right there mentally. Yeah, shit, I go to jail, I'm really chilling. I'm at a hotel with anonymities. I got TVs and all this shit in here to do. I'm straight. Man, please, I came from where you couldn't even bring a headphone set, let alone a TV and all this old modern-day shit that, you know what I'm saying, that we had, but none of that shit came to the field. We had war, motherfucker. You can't be watching no TV while you at the goddamn guard post. Can't be checking your motherfucking email, looking at your Palm Pilot. The hell kind of shit is that? Your PDA, setting up a schedule and a date? Bitch, you're supposed to be looking out for the enemy.
They take that shit
seriously. All that shit stays at the house. None of that shit. No cell phones. Hell no. How the hell are you going to compromise our goddamn position? Your shit. Blow us all the fuck up. Hell no, man. And you got to think about that logically, though. You got to be logical about that thinking, man. It's not to take nothing away from you. But this is life or death.
Right.
This is, you know what I'm saying, and anything, what they try to teach you is silence is golden. And that's how you hear the enemy move it. And that's how you always know what's going on. Even in the pitch black night, you can see in the dark with your ears. You just have to focus with your hearing. And, well, I ain't going to tell you all that because I ain't supposed to be releasing all that. Anyway, if y'all want more information, I got y'all call this number.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Now, if that don't make you want to motherfucking go out and join, I don't know what the fuck. I think I'm finna re-enlist right the fuck now. Fuck it, I'm going back. Oh, man. Them motherfuckers will barred me forever from the Army. I got a code on my DD-214. I'm barred forever. They took the V off of that motherfucker forever. Ever. They put a V on it. Took the forever. Fuck it. They switched up on me. Damn. I can't never join. I can't never be all I want to be again. Fuck that. It's all good with me. You ain't did nothing but gave me a thank you card. Because that's assuring me that you bitches ever start that draft shit or whatever the fuck. You will never look at my name again. Oh, no, he got kicked out of smoking weed. Yes, yes, and I will be back with another blunt in my hand when you come pick me up. Fucking right. Shit. The hell? They prefer alcoholics over weed heads.
Right.
I guess your responses will be quicker drunk than high, so. Shit. Hey. I guess they figure you'll file the enemy before you get them drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That'd be my shit. Man, fuck that. I was never a good soldier, man. Because my concept in life is like, you know, it's totally different than the military thinking. It was always that. I came in for education and world exploration. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never come in for these other stupid-ass motherfucking white boys who you have to punch in their motherfucking eye for talking that old dumb hoo-ah bullshit. But yeah, I want to go out and kill something out. See, and this is your America, though. These same motherfuckers that joined with that intention, you know what I'm saying, are the same motherfuckers that just didn't get in there, these flat-footed motherfuckers that didn't get in there, and these are the stupid motherfuckers that run around in your homeland.
Right.
Fucking shit up. Because they couldn't get in. They got rejected and shit. Punk-ass motherfucking fake-ass security guards and shit. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't get on the goddamn police force. You know what I'm saying? So they got a fat punk-ass or nerdy punk-ass on the motherfucking security and thinking that they something. You know what I'm saying? It's an authoritative. It's more authoritative than anything. Power trip. People want, you know what I'm saying, feel like they're in charge of something. You know, without knowing the whole time, you and the only person you're in charge of is you.
Is yourself.
Is you. President ain't in charge of me. President don't tell me a motherfucking thing.
That's right.
The governor don't tell me a motherfucking thing. The mayor, nobody don't tell me shit.
Right.
Unless I tell myself to do some shit. If I tell myself to get the fuck out of this house and go walking somewhere, I'm a dude. Mayor Iorio can't call me and say, hey, you can get out your house and go walk. Bitch, fuck you. Hang up on a motherfucking ass. The hell you talking about? Shit.
Exactly.
What you mean? Give me no reason. That ain't no rightful reason to tell me to get out of my house. Bitch, I might be in danger. You don't know why I'm in my house.
Right.
Stay out my motherfucking personal property. Stay out my personal. You know? That's for all y'all army here. Y'all want to go out there and shit. That's the same fags, motherfuckers, that want to go out there and join the military and shit. You know what I'm saying? Try to prove that they manhood, to prove that they hard and shit. That's why you got gays in the military. It ain't because they want to be all they can be. You know what I'm saying? They got that complex.
Wait a minute. No.
Hell no. It is no. When you go into the army, you go any well, except for, I guess, Air Force, and you see it does not fit. There is none of that.
It don't fit for your armor. It might fit for him.
No, I'm saying in uniform. You don't see niggas walking around acting like they sisters and shit. They might be gay. I'm saying they might be gay, but they stand straight up when you walking down the street in that uniform. There is no, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, there is no femininity to it. That's all I'm saying. You know, so they ain't joining for, you know, all that. You know, some of them joining for that.
Cousins are bending their back or bending their arm because
yeah.
As soon as you do, somebody's going to break that bitch.
Right. You're right. Niggas do not play that shit.
They don't
just
play.
You know what I'm saying? It just don't play it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dog, we got to take open showers together. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So, come on now. You can't make nobody feel uncomfortable. And that's what you're doing when you do that shit. You let me know that you old, you know, butt-looker-ass nigga. I'm not going to want to be around your motherfucking ass looking at my ass. I'm just not going to feel comfortable like that. And that will fuck me up if we at war. You know what I'm saying? And I know this fact. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm in the goddamn, we all out here and you trying to motherfucking get a stall next to me and shit. What the fuck, bitch? I mean, I killed your ass. Hell no. Yeah, I'm murking your motherfucker up here, man. I ain't homophobic or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. I just don't condone that shit, nigga. It's an egg.
It's time for no bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They got exit doors. It means the shit goes out. You know what I'm saying? It don't say
then
imminent.
Why y'all be
it's
trying to get up in arms?
I don't do that. I mean, I do it. I don't do it though. It's a voluntary basis. If you want me to hit your back though, I go in your yard. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't be acting
that,
like, give me that.
No, I don't like the smell of myself. Down, it turns me on a porno because I be so wild, like, how they shit so clean?
Right, because they do enemas probably.
Because that shit, real life, oh, man, that's a man slaughterhouse smelling funk. That shit is not, hey, I do it. But, yeah, I prefer to be in the shower. If we do, I prefer to be in the shower. You know what I'm saying? That smell just wash on down. I'll be your backyard dish, you know what I'm saying? Hey, how you go? Squash. Pull out. Then it come out.
That's as funny as
hell. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all caught that, my bad.
I love it.
Oh, man. We'll rape you. What the hell? Ain't no women in no military raping no motherfucking body. Man, please. They getting, they fucking more than they trying to be dyking and shit. You believe me, it's more fucking in the military going on between men and women than it is that you know, female on female shit, at least in the Army. And then at the same time, that's in where you go, duty stations where you go. Because if the city is prone to that, when you go to San Francisco, of course you might have a bunch of gay motherfuckers running around. You know what I'm saying? Because they got that outside influence. But shit me, you ain't going to find that shit down here in Florida. Everybody trying to fuck something. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nobody trying to fuck each other. I wasn't even in the unit where nobody was on that tip. I mean, shit, I thought I was in a college goddamn dormitory. Everybody was trying to fuck so much everything else. So
you was that one?
Yeah, I was in Kentucky. I did 2 years in Kentucky, and I did a year in Germany. And I ain't experienced none of that, you know what I'm saying, openly gay shit like that. I mean, on either side, though.
Right.
On either side.
I know that's right.
On either side. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just, it's different when you put that uniform on. It's a sense of pride that you have. You know what I'm saying? Which you should always, that's one thing that it teaches you, though. You should always just have that in yourself, on and in and out of this uniform. You should always just have pride in yourself. Take pride in you, everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? When you do it, you do it to the utmost. Don't never half-ass it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you half-ass it, That can be that motherfucking fuse that you forgot to pull on the grenade and shit. You pulled the pin, but you ain't let go of the handle. You know what I'm saying? You let go of the handle, but you ain't throw the motherfucker. You just dropped the bitch. Who in trouble? And you gone. Shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take pride in everything you do. You throw that motherfucker, you throw that bitch as long as you can goddamn throw it to try to blow everybody up. You know what I'm saying? Throw that bitch shallow. Unless they right there at you, throw that bitch at you, don't want them to get to you. That's the whole goal, is not to get to me.
Right.
So you launch that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Don't just get it, no, little, you know what I'm saying, little bitch, throw, get that motherfucker, let that motherfucker go. Shit.
Let that bitch ride.
Let that bitch ride. Shit. And that ain't direct to no females either. You know what I'm saying? Because a bitch is a state of mind, and it's the way you act. You know what I'm saying? That's what a characteristic. That's a description of a person, male or female. It's not gender prone.
Right.
Just like nigga ain't. We just honed that term in and kept that for ours. That's why the world trying to steal it now and shit. Oh, fuck you, man. It's cool to say that. Let's all say it.
Yeah,
nothing wrong
man.
With saying that.
Yeah,
man, fuck that. Fuck that. Don't say it. Don't say it. Not around me.
Okay.
I got a couple of white friends that say it, and I tolerate it. But that's all it is. It's toleration.
Right.
But it's not acceptance. You know what I'm saying? It's just tolerate. I just tolerate it. You know what I'm saying? Some things you tolerate.
What they say?
No, you know when they be around you. What's up, nigga? You know what I'm saying, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? And they just, they
right.
you know, raised around black people, so they're comfortable with the word.
Like that.
You feel me?
They come
yeah,
with
so
the word.
They're comfortable. Yeah, they come
like
with the
Wild
word.
Like Wild Boy Bill. He say it all day. I don't know why he look at Bill. He look at Bill as red as they come. He's from New York. But
mm-hmm.
he grew up, I mean, kid in the hood, you know what I'm saying, New York.
No.
He only, that's all you know. Like, he say it with love, like. And it's
yeah,
so,
that,
like,
that's the whole thing.
It
ain't what you say.
Acceptable, like you said, it's tolerated. Like I tolerated
yeah,
them
bitch, bitches.
Exactly.
But
I gotta go.
Butterflies,
gotta,
I think Butterflies still talking about the prison. She getting the military mixed up with the prison. It ain't no big. I'm telling you, I don't know. I guess it's where the fuck I've been at. I've been in the Army. I mean, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, they might be on some other different trip. They might be on some other shit. But in the Army, I'm speaking for the Army. I'm speaking for strictly ground pounders and aircraft motherfucking personnel, which is what I was. You know what I'm saying? For us, there was the finest motherfuckers you want to see. In uniform was in the Army. I mean, that's why there was so much fucking going on. It wasn't no butch bitches walking around. Man, it wasn't no big bitches walking around. It wasn't even no women 6 foot nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was 5'10" is the highest in titties and ass, like you was in college.
Right.
And if you came in a big girl, by the time you finish basic training, I promise you, within them 2 months, your ass is going to drop 150 pounds. Within 2 months. Yeah, within 2 months. You ain't going to know yourself when you go to your first duty station. And ask anybody who hasn't been in the military. They might come out fat in the end now. You know what I'm saying? Because when you actually get to your duty station, that's when it's back dependent upon you. But they condition your body to come in there, and they give you just enough, you know what I'm saying, motivation to know what to do, to keep you at this form, to keep you at this shape. Now, it's upon you to do that. But they don't tell you that. You know what I'm saying? So once you get to your after you finish your schooling, you still go through it for another about month or two. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're in the infantry and shit, and they school be like 6 months and all that crazy shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But then after that, you get out and you back to your duty station. You back to a 9-to-5 job. That's basically what the military is. It's just a 9-to-5 job. When I ain't at war, I'm motherfucking working in the office.
Right.
When war pop up and that red light flash, that's when the camouflage go on and you know what I'm saying? The BDUs go on, the boot strap up, and it's time to motherfucking turn that mental mind into a killer machine. Which is really why people have a hard time in the military. You have to have that understanding. They get so caught up in the 9-to-5, but not understanding that you join a killing machine. That's what you join. They just don't have nothing else for your ass to do while we ain't killing shit up. But that's all the motherfucking shit is for. It's a killing machine. When you come up in here, we're going to train you how to kill, and we're going to train you how to defend yourself and take some shit out that we need done. That's why that joke was talking about the CIA and everything else. A lot of shit that y'all, that missions to get done, man, please. The world conflicts and shit that's going on ain't got nothing to do with us. Why the fuck we there?
That's right.
Oh, no, we there so they won't come here. How the fuck? They already here. You motherfuckers been having an open door policy for 100 years. Since this goddamn country been built, y'all done let everybody and their mama come through them goddamn doors. So how the hell are you talking about they're going to bring it here? If it wanted to start war on the home front, it would have been started. Our home front too vast, though. You don't know what the fuck you blowing up. You don't even know where the hell you at to blow it up.
That's right.
So to keep that shit in your country, and that's what y'all do, that's what y'all been doing for years, blowing each other up, and ain't going to stop, and bitches still going to get born every day, just like y'all got soldiers being born every day. And then y'all train them up, and then that keeps their cycle going. You can't force motherfuckers to stop their cycle or stop what they supposed to, you know, want to do. Not supposed to do, but want to do. Because it'll be just as easy, you know what I'm saying, for them all to be like, damn, man, I tell all these other motherfuckers, I done got family that's calling me from down the United States, talking about they had the swimming pool and shit, and we over here throwing rocks at motherfuckers that got guns.
That's crazy.
Bitch, get your ass out the country. It's an overdoor policy. Shit. And then who the fuck they gonna shoot? If they ain't got nobody throwing rocks at them, who the fuck they gonna shoot? What they gonna do then? They gonna beg you motherfuckers to come back because they can't do nothing without you sons of bitches. They gonna get sick of themselves. Which is the same thing, you know what I'm saying? The United States, please. Let niggas leave this motherfucker and all go back to Africa if we want to and populate that motherfucker. Man, please.
That's crazy.
You can't. You will have no imagination on how this country would motherfucking fall and fail. You talking about a failing economy? There would be no economy if it wasn't for black people and let black people leave. Because you got to thank our shades now. You got to thank our shades. We talking about the damn, you know, charcoal black now. We talking about the red bones. We talking about the albinos. We talking about, you know what I'm saying, mulattoes. Shit. Everything that's got black in it now, it's finna leave now.
That's true.
Shit. This bitch would shut the fuck down like a backed up toilet. This bitch would shut the fuck down, man. Come on now. Come on now. So give us our props. That's all I want. Give my motherfucking props. We keep this bitch rolling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't wait till I'm dead to be at the eulogy of me. Oh, man, he kept this bitch rolling. Thank you, black man. Oh, hell, fuck no.
Well, fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Well, here, my usual self a bit. Via Washington and shit. You know what I'm saying? On the teleprompter. Fuck you.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? That shit, man, please.
True.
I think who the fuck did that? One of them damn presidents did that shit. Had a teleprompter set up so his old punk ass can motherfucking sit there and, you know, say some kind words to the man, bitch, we had a funeral. If you ain't here personally, fuck you.
Fuck you. You crazy. I gotta get out of here, smell.
Oh, man.
I gotta lay down for a second, then I gotta, we gotta take the suit over there to the funeral place.
Oh, man.
So I got some business to handle. I got to get
hey.
To, I ain't, yeah, baby.
That's what I'm just saying, hey, you know, I appreciate you hanging out. You know what I'm saying? I was waiting on my public petition. So, yeah, she done fell down on me twice. I can't get no justice, though. The world done hurt. I can't get no justice. No justice, no peace. I guarantee you she ain't going to call back. And if she called back now, it ain't my motherfucking right to answer the bitch.
You
were supposed to call at 1:30, goddammit. Not at no 1:35, not no 1:45. So now that she was on the other foot, I was there. And you're not handling yourself professionally. So now that's showing about your motherfucking handling and how you handling my motherfucking case.
That's right.
So you got the wrong one. And it's just like I'm talking to y'all how I talk to her. I be having to watch the motherfuckers that come out my mouth. Because if you come at me with bullshit, I'm going to treat you the same motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying?
That's
get
right.
on that level. Treat me professionally, and I will treat you professionally.
That's right.
But you come ghetto
really,
with me and talk
I'm
that old dumbass talk.
You know? Me?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, girl. I'm just talking.
I know, but
yeah,
you
I'm
got
on
to
the radio.
Say bye to the juice.
Oh, my bad. Oh, my bad. Juicy Juice Box. Juicy Juice Box. Hey, we got Juicy Juice Box. Is leaving up out the building. You know what I'm saying? Let me say this for you real quick. You know, Lord, Miss Juicy in the world, we all going through a lot. So, you know, just look out and lay a hand out for us. May we all feel peace, love, and happiness, and unity, and communication to make this world a stronger place. And may Miss Juicy, through all the hard times she's currently going through, find healing through friends and family. And that's what we all providing right here. And I'd like to thank you, Lord, for bringing her into my show, my world, my life. And every BTR host, friend, and family that I done met. I'd like to thank you for that also. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll let you, baby. You know
okay. I appreciate
that. That's real shit. That's real shit.
I'm
going to
check
hey,
you
safe,
later
baby.
On, okay?
Okay. That's what's up.
All right.
I'll be
all
up.
Right,
I'll be on. All right.
Okay. Bye.
And Miss Juice is out the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real good, man. Yeah, I defended this little crazy-ass country, you know what I'm saying? I joined up 1996, fresh out the motherfucking high school, you know what I'm saying? I took a month off the party, and then I went on here and put that right hand in the air and said, I'm out of here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I do thank the military for a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? It kept my youth, you know what I'm saying? So I'm 31 looking like I'm 18 now, and I still got the stamina, you know what I'm saying, and the mental capacity to handle. You know what I'm saying? What I was going through in 1996. So I do thank them for that because they did put me through a lot of bullshit. But at the same time, you got to go through bullshit in order, you know what I'm saying, in order to know how to prepare for more bullshit. It's got to hit you one day. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through puberty one day, goddammit. You got to get some teeth in your mouth one day to learn how to chew. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to go through it. And if they got to fall out to regrow, you know what I'm saying, or they get knocked out. But from them falling out, you know they're going to motherfucking come back. So, until you get a little older, then your shit ain't gonna come back. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Oh, pop it off up in here, man. Just hanging out with your boy. DJ smells so good, man. I have my public pretender on the show today. It's time to go to Coke. You know, just trying to get some, worldwide advice, you know. I'm in Coke. They double jeoparded me already, you know what I'm saying? They gave me 2 driving license suspended charges for the same goddamn county. I don't understand how that was, you know what I'm saying? And I already went to court on one of them, and I still got to go to court on the same shit. In just a different city, but it's in the same county. And I got busted for a gram a week, which they tested twice, and they want to give me 60 days in motherfucking jail. I ain't got no criminal motherfucking history that
would warrant no motherfucking 6 days in jail. I ain't sold no, never sold no pounds, never sold no ounces, and well, got caught with it. You know what I'm saying? Never, you know, never got caught with no big shit to warrant any kind of bullshit that I'm going through right now, like, except for the simple fact that I'm being railroaded. I'm a black man in a black man's world ran by a couple of white folks that's trying to fuck some shit up. And the rest of them is on our side, and they're getting fucked up. That's why you got white folks that just ain't always equal, because they trying to help the black folks. And then they people going to turn around and say, well, fuck y'all, and, you know, same thing Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? You see the white, look what happened when the white folks marched with Martin Luther King. What happened with them? Was it Black Rocks that was designated? You know what I'm saying? They just hit black people, or was everybody getting their motherfucking ass hitting the heavy rocks? Was it just motherfucking black bullets that was shooting motherfucking people, or was every black, white, and everybody else that was there getting their ass shot? Was the water hose water black, and it did, and it bounced off of white folks, and they ass didn't get blowed the fuck down? Hell to the no. So it applies all the same. It applies all the same. But anyways, thank all y'all, everybody, black, white, Puerto Rican, Vietnamese, Jamaican, poppy seed. I don't give a damn what nationality you may be. Shit. Wherever you come from, you know, even my interterrestrial people, you know what I'm saying? Shots out and put the V up to you. That goes down, man. I got to get to the song, y'all, cause I got to roll up, get high again. You know, if y'all couldn't tell, fuck it, y'all ain't high then. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, wait a minute, I ain't did that all day, did I? Did I do that all day, y'all? Did I give y'all my...
Santa Claus.
I love that shit. I love that shit. All right, we finna get into my artist. This is Miss John New. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know, breaking records all the way across the board. And she's the hottest thing that's on the map. Letting y'all know. Yeah.
Hey, John. Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feeling right for that.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Is money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
Give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money. No, I don't believe in sex for free.
Let's be clear, y'all. Let me make it clear, y'all. They trying to give me 60 days in jail. That's what she talking about. They're to the maximum, they offered me 60 days in jail, 30 to the minimum, for a gram of motherfucking marijuana. A gram, which they tested twice before they even put the shit in the evidence. So I know it was probably a half a gram of motherfucking marijuana. They talking about 60 days of motherfucking jail. I'm no drug dealer. I'm no dope boy. I don't have no motherfucking criminal past that reflects none of that shit. So why in the hell, when I sat in court and I heard over 10 people get offer of 5 days in jail or a year on probation, are you coming at me with some motherfucking 60-day bullshit? And then they double jeopardy me. You know what I'm saying? They gave me two driving license suspended charges for the same county. One's in Tampa, one's in Plant City. 15 minutes in between each other. You know what I'm saying? All of them in one county, though. All of them is one jailhouse. When I went to jail in Plant City, they brought me to motherfucking Tampa to go to jail. But then it's the dumbass cop, though. It's the dumbass rookies. It's the dumbass motherfuckers that they hire to harass your neighborhood, not protect it. Harass your motherfucking neighborhood. You don't even notice that now on the side of the police car, that shit don't even say protect and serve no more. That's what the hell their job was for. That's what the COP, Citizens on Patrol, was first started for, because citizens got tired of motherfucking the neighborhood, bitches breaking in and fucking shit up. So they made the Citizens on Patrol. That's what a cop is. COP. You know? Peace out, Miss Butterflies. Thank you for coming through, girl. If I had the Michael Jackson song, I'd play it. That's my shit. Butterflies. Nah, nah. Yeah, you know, I can't really sing, but I leave that up to my dog, Michael, you know, R.I.P. to my dog. But thank you, everybody, for coming through, you know what I'm saying? Be Encouraged Radio, Butterfly, Miss PC, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady, you know, that's tech talk, you know what I'm saying? Got to use that tech talk. And definitely Miss Chelsea. Oh, I always got to say it like that, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Juicy, you know what I'm saying? She came in early, man, hung out with your boy Smell, man. She was live on the phone. We was talking to the public pretender. Well, tried to. I called twice, and her motherfucking ass didn't answer. She left me on stuck. You know what I'm saying? It's been recorded. It's live. I have evidence. I've been left on stuck for my case. So, I'm hitting on that bullshit, because I would run this bitch back, put it on a CD, and hand it to her. Like, listen to that. Yes, that was you. I don't know the legalities behind that and shit, but fuck it, you know what I'm saying? She might not want to represent a nigga no more, you know. You gonna do like that, I ain't represent your ass. Fuck that. Take me to court. Oh, shit. Wow, who knew you can have that much fun off of smoking weed and drinking water? You can, if you try it. Yeah. And what we're going to do, man, is get back into one more jam, y'all, because, you know.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist, on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I want you to kick my ass. When you think shit's crushed, I kill your ass. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole and split your ass. Why I'm up in the organ? How you laying in the church while they play organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in the prison. Beat my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. See, that's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you. Better use it. Better hope I die when you're through it. I come back like a bitch.
Yes, I'm a god.
I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kick, I rob, I string, I drop. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I scrape you, I drop you. Nigga, don't talk to me like that, nigga. Stay right here, I'll be right back, nigga. What I'm gonna do, you ain't gonna like that, nigga. Don't care who you is, I'll fight that, nigga. I ain't gonna be fair. Like a bitch, I kick, bite, and pull hair. I don't give a fuck. I'ma try everything for I let you beat me up. Talk crazy and scare me a nigga. Pull out my fire and damn me a nigga. I got a brain that'll tell me a nigga. Chicken with the chain, I don't fear no nigga. On the street ain't no referee. Pick up some off the ground and spit it to right me. Slaves don't like me to walk away. But sometimes I just walk away. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I scrape you, I drop you. Like everybody else, I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I kill you, I rob you, I strike you, I drop you, nigga.
All right, we got a promo running. We got a promo running, y'all. Going on, Miss Computer Lady, one of our Blog Talk finest, you know what I'm saying, going down right here. She got a promo going on for this month, $10 off most services and products, plus a free internet research report for first-time customers. Just go to www.yourcomputer. yourcomputerneeds.net for more info. Yeah, check it out. You know what I'm saying? www.yourcomputerneeds.net. That's with an S. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck it. Y-O-U-R, computer, N-E-E-D-S. There you go. .net for more info. Check out. That's Miss Computer Lady running her promo for this month. You know what I'm saying? Today is, I don't even know what the other day is. May 9th. So y'all got, no, I'm a couple months behind, ain't I? July 9th. So y'all got until August 9th. There you go. That a days. Get that $10 off. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Could do something. Oh yeah, know that. Hey, I'm gonna have to go to that BTR 101 too. I ain't know, you know what I'm saying, we can be blasting their ass on some of the problems that they be having, because this shit is, you know. Yeah, it's a couple of ads that the problem with the ads is that if you don't have fast enough speed, like, you know what I'm saying, you can't, if you just use like Wi-Fi and shit like that, you really, I mean, I can't even hardly pull up Blog Talk Radio sometimes, unless it's a good ass connection, you know what I'm saying, that's nearby, and that's down to somebody paying for the shit, you know what I'm saying, that's the only way you're gonna get a real good connection. So, but, you know, other than that, oh, July 31st is the deadline. Damn, y'all already late. So July 31st is the deadline. Y'all got a couple more weeks to get $10 off most services and products, plus a free internet research report for first-time customers. If y'all already been there, then y'all already know she's doing good business, because you're repeating your business. So there you go. Check out. It's going down live. You know. And, yeah, I appreciate it. That double jeopardy, I ain't really concerned about. It's the old bullshit-ass weed charge that I'm worried about, you know what I'm saying? Because I got legal driving license and shit. They can't even do nothing but say case is missed on that. Anyway, I got a legal driver's license. But with old bullshit-ass weed, I ain't finna trip. I'm going in that motherfucker. He didn't read my rights, which he didn't. It's not even in the police reports where, you know what I'm saying, he read me my rights. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down. Case dismissed. You want to dismiss my shit and make me a president so I can come back and tell everybody, if motherfucker don't read you your rights, you just need to file a motion for dismissal. That is it. It ain't no nothing else. That's the end of the story. Cops need to motherfucking learn to read you your motherfucking Miranda rights. That's what the fuck they learned them when they went through training for. What the hell you thought they taught you that shit for and you had to memorize the shit for, or have a piece of paper or a notebook so you can read that shit to people? Fuck. That's what the shit is for. So you're gonna advise people have rights. That's what the Constitution is all about. People have rights. So, you know. Yeah. You know, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's on the table. 60 days. If y'all don't hear from a nigga for 60 days, y'all hear from me at least for 15 minutes, because I will be calling via, you know what I'm saying, the jailhouse doing my show. I keep it real. Hey, you know how I do, man. You know, keeps it real, man. Got to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? And on this final note, we're going to get out of here a little popping, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get my Evening Riders, feature Tom G. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Everybody for coming through. You know what I'm saying? You listening to this in the archives, thank you very much for riding out with DJ Smell So Good. And shouts out DJ Party Times, Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813-436-7106. Holla at me.
Don't do it.